Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Peace and humbleness, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am so grateful. I hope that you all are having a great week and that your New Year's is just continuing to blossom and that you are just going to shine in all areas of your life. I definitely want to remind you all to just continue to spread love into the universe, to other people in their lives, and also just love yourself because it's getting crazy out here, y'all. We are all aware of this. We already know what's going on. We see it every day. We hear about it every day. It's going on in our lives. Through all things, just continue to spread love and continue to smile. That has been my motto for this year so far. Through it all, smile. So I'm sharing that with you all. So through all the terrible things that is going on in your life, that is going on in this world, even if it's not directly with you, still smile. Okay, let's get right into this episode. Okay, so before I get any further, I do have an announcement to make. This is the last episode for season 2. Yeah, your girl need a break. No, but seriously, I'm going back to school and stepping into entrepreneurship is very time consuming, which is something that I was already aware of, but I want to be mindful of the direction of where I want my business to go, as well as the podcast. And so in order for me to do that, I really need to focus on my academics and building my brand and my business itself. Now, I will be back. I will not forget about you all. Be on the lookout for the second episode of Healing Series. If you are new listening to my podcast, Healing Series is just conversations. It's a new segment to Gem Talks podcast where I would just be having needed conversations with people that work in the mental health and wellness community. It's very critical that we are having conversations that is in regards to our mental health and just really talking about things that's all related to mental health, self-care, and how we are just truly trying to make an impact in that community. So definitely be on a lookout for that February 1st. If you have not heard the first episode of Healing Series, go and listen to it. It's good. It's real. It's deep. It's raw. And I love it. Y'all really show love on that episode. And I am so grateful. Thank you. Thank you again so much for that. Y'all really be messing with me. And I can dig it. I really can. So it's really pushing me and, you know, egging me to keep going on and keep pushing. And I need all of that energy so much. So again, thank you. I am truly grateful. I do not take it lightly. But yeah, definitely. You can also too follow me on my business page via social media, which is on Instagram, and it's _melaninhairwraps_. And you can also check out my website too, which is melaninhairwraps.com. So on my page, it'll have all the links to my podcast, to the Spotify link, the iTunes link, and also just check out the services and things that I provide and what Melanin and Hair Wraps Consultant is, and really get a full depth of what my business is, as well as just, you know, keeping in touch with me. You got questions or something you want to talk about, definitely shoot me an email for sure. My email is also melaninhairwraps@yahoo.com. Definitely connect with me, keep in touch with me. I'm feeling the love and I truly appreciate it. But definitely, so I'll be back. I am not going to forget about you all, but again, be on the lookout for the Healing Series episode 2, which will be dropping on February 1st. But again, thank you. You will be hearing his voice very soon. Okay, stay dope. Thank you. It's okay to say no. It is perfectly fine to say no. That is truly a goal of mine that I want to accomplish this year. And I find myself saying that a lot in my episodes because I want to remind you all that it is okay. It's perfectly fine to say no. You know, we have to get to a point where we really got to be selfish with ourselves, because with you being the go-to person all the time, you know, it causes a burnout. It causes you to become overwhelmed. It causes you to really stress yourself out, and that's not good for your mental health. You got to be selfish with yourself. You got to be willing to say no. You don't always have to be the go-to person. Because most times with you being a go-to person, people tend to take advantage of you. And that's not what you want for yourself. And I find it to be so interesting how when you are the go-to person, the person that is coming to you for something, they're not the go-to person when you need something. You can't continue to be a go-to person for people that you can't even go to. That was very deep. I actually posted that a while ago, and that really hit me. That was a word from me, and I received that. I had to receive it because I am that person that is always so quick to say yes, especially when it comes to my family. I'm a yes person. I say yes. I want to be there. I want to make sure that everyone is straight. But it can't always be that way. You got to be willing to say no sometimes. You got to put your foot down and say, okay, I just need a day for myself. Put your phone on do not disturb. Turn it off even. If it's that important, somebody will find a way to get in touch with you. They definitely will. You can't continue to keep putting yourself through the stress and being overwhelmed because other people are not okay. You got to make sure that you're okay. So start choosing yourself. Be able to say no and be okay with it. Like, it's perfectly fine. It is okay to say no. And I'm going to keep repeating that throughout this episode, because I really want you all to understand that you got to choose yourself. You got to put yourself first. Because you can't help other people and you're not helping yourself. You can't be there for someone when they're having their breakdowns. Be there for them emotionally and mentally, and you're not taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally. You have to take care of yourself. And in order to take care of yourself, you sometimes got to say no to certain people. And that's okay. You know, if you, by you saying no, causes major drama, then you know that those people or that person, whoever, is not for you. But if you say no and someone's like, okay, all right, well, then I'm asking somebody else, then you can continue to live your life. You can continue to just take care of yourself. You can have that day for yourself. All you need is just one day to just really meditate on yourself, to really think on things that you want for yourself in your life. Just one day. You want to take 2 days, that's fine. Just get to a point where you can say no. And not even just thinking about relationship, you know, with your family, but also thinking about work too. Like, if you're working on a project and it's already overwhelming for you, you have this deadline to meet, and your employee is putting, or your supervisor, whoever, is putting more work on you, speak up. Say no, I can't. I already have something that I'm working on. Now, if I can finish this in time, then I can possibly pick this up. But I guarantee, like, whatever the project is, whatever the work is that needs to get done, I'm pretty sure there is someone else that can do it. You are not the only one that can do that job. There is someone else. I guarantee it. Because you can't be your best self to other people. You can't be the best version of yourself if you are not taking care of yourself. You know, you get a phone call, someone needs you, and you jump to it, and you're there tending to their needs, but you're not tending to your own mental and emotional needs. That's going to cause a serious breakdown. Take care of yourself. Say no. Choose yourself. Choose yourself. You have to be willing to put you first. Because if you are no good, you can't be no good to anybody else. say no. I know it's easier said than done. Believe me, I'm still struggling with it. But sometimes you got to do that. You got to put your foot down. You got to say no. You're going to have to, because then if you continue to say yes to all the things to all the things and to other people, you continue to say yes to them, you're going to have a serious breakdown. You're going to burn out. You're going to get to the point where you might say things that you don't even mean because you're so overwhelmed. You're so stressed. You're not giving your mental space any time to just relax. You're going to explode if you continue to just be there for other people and attending to their needs. It is okay to say no. Take care of yourself by choosing yourself first. And by choosing yourself first, say no. And it sounds so simple. It really does. But again, it's easier said than done. But sometimes you have to be selfish, especially when it comes to your mental and emotional well-being. You have to be selfish. Because again, if you're not good, you're no good to no one else. And what would that bring about? Toxicity in those other relationships. You don't want that. Take care of yourself. Choose yourself first by saying no. Understand that you are not being selfish to a sense where it's just like, oh my goodness, I said no, like now I feel bad. It's not that. But think of it as you're being selfish to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. You are taking the time that you need to truly and fully heal. Think of it that way. You need some healing time. Think of it that way. You're not wrong for saying no. You're not wrong at all for wanting to choose yourself. If you feel that you need to give an explanation to why you are saying no, then do that. But you don't have to. You really don't have to, because it's about you. It's always been about you. And it has to continue to be about you. Choose yourself. Start choosing you. The outcome of you putting yourself first is such a beautiful thing. It releases all the negativity, all that weight that you have on you. Because other people that are always coming to you because you are that go-to person, they're putting all of their baggage and all their weight and all their issues on you. It's weighing you down. And you don't want that. You don't want other people's negativity on you. That's energy. That's spirits that you don't even need in your life. You got to deal with your own energy and your own spirits. Those are things that you have to deal with for yourself. You don't want to deal with yours and then other people's. It doesn't make sense. And I don't think people really quite understand that. You know, they want you to be there for them all the time, but I don't think they really recognize what it is doing to you. They don't, because if you're always saying yes to everything, they're going to continue to think that it's okay, and it's not. You want to be able to deal with your own shit. You don't want to deal with your own shit and everybody else's shit. You want to just deal with your own shit. Choose yourself first. Put you first. It's really such a good feeling. I remember this past weekend, I literally stayed in the house all weekend. For those of you that are listening, I live in Wisconsin, so the weather here is terrible. It's up and down. And this weekend was just those weekends where I'm like, okay, I need to stay in. But it felt so good to just be like, oh my goodness, I don't have to, I can really just stay in my house and not have to worry about other people and their needs and what they have going on. I can just focus on me. This past weekend was so liberating for me. It was like I just had to empower myself all over again. It was good because I am that go-to person for a lot of people. I am. I'm grateful for it because I am a person that you can depend on. And that's, you know, for many of you, you are that person that you can depend on. And that's something good. But know when it is time for you to just say no. Understand that you have to be willing to just take time for yourself. You have to be aware of your mental state and your emotional state. You have to be aware of where you are in those areas. Because if you're not good and you don't recognize it, it can become way worse than what it is. Say no. I challenge you all to just say no. Say no. If you have something that you got to do this weekend and you want to be able to do that, do it. If you want to read a book, you want to work on your business, or you want to just sit in the house and not do nothing, do that. If you get a call, you get a text, someone's telling you that they need you, say no. I challenge you. Say no. I'm sure you're going to feel bad at first. I do. So I know you will. You're definitely going to feel bad at first. But understand that this time that you need, it's for you. Take care of yourself. You are the realest person on your team. And by you being the realest person on your team, if you're not good, you're not gonna prosper in life. You're not gonna be successful in those areas of your life if you are not taking care of yourself. Choose you first. Put yourself first. Start choosing you. Because unfortunately, the people that come to you and knowing that they can't come to you, they're not gonna be there when you need something. Not all the time, at least. You might, if you got some real ones in your circle, hold on to them. But not everyone is like that. Take care of yourself. Say no. Start saying no. After a while, it's just going to become so easy and so natural for you. And people are going to really think you're just doing too much. And they're going to look at you differently. But you're taking care of yourself. You know that now is the time for me to put myself first. I have to start choosing myself. I have to make sure that my mental and emotional well-being is up to par. I have to make sure that I'm not going to have a mental breakdown, or I'm not going to burn out, or I'm not going to be stressing. If they don't understand, again, those aren't people you need to be around. It is okay to say no. Put yourself first. I guarantee you it's going to feel good. After a while, it's going to feel so good, and you will be satisfied. You will. Because you understand and recognize that your well-being is important. In order for you to be A1, your mental and emotional well-being has to be A1. Don't put other people's baggage. Don't let other people put their baggage on you. You can be there and you can support people from a distance. I'm telling you. Quick text. Hey, I hope all is well. I love you. I'm sure they'll be fine. Again, if it's really important, they will find a way to get in contact with you. But it's okay. It's okay to say no. Choose yourself first. put yourself first, love yourself first, and say no. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace.